Tay from the Hard Quartet, bit of a indie supergroup featuring Emmett Kelly from the Cairo Gang, Matt Sweeney known for his work with Chavez and Superwolf, and of course you probably recognise the voice there. That was Stephen Malkmus from Pavement, and this is me speaking to the drummer from said band, the Hard Quartet, Jim White, who also plays with the Dirty Three. Kia ora, good morning, Jim White from the Hard Quartet.
Yeah, Johnny.
You guys are an incredibly new band. Your first shows ever are going to be in about a week's time in Los Angeles. Start with the genesis of the Hard Quartet. How have you guys all come together? The band itself features Emmett Kelly, Stephen Malkmus, Matt Sweeney, and yourself, Jim White. How's this all assembled?
Well, this our prehistory is, you know, Dirty Three and Pavement toured together many, you know, first in Australia when we were first starting, and then they actually took us with them around America a number of times, and we toured Europe with them. Emmett, I met, you know, in Iceland. We were playing on a Bonnie Prince Billy record and Letting Go, and, you know, that was also probably 20 years ago by now, and we became good friends, and we made a band called The Double and done many different things over the years, and Matt. So basically, and Matt, I also met in New York back in the 90s with Dirty Three, and we played in, we used to go into a rehearsal room with like Tim Evans from Melbourne and one of the guys, Jesper from Endless Boogie, and just play music. And, you know, and this, I think the same story repeats in different ways with the different people. I'd never played with Stephen before, but always, you know, was a big fan. And, you know, I think Stephen and Matt were working on a record a few years ago called Traditional Techniques, a Stephen Malkmus solo record. And Matt suggested that they make a band with Emmett and I, and Stephen liked that idea, and they texted us and we said, yes, let's do it. It took a little while to meet. We met in 2023, last year. We went into a room, into a studio that that was closing down in about 6 days. We went in there, we played for one day, we set up the microphones, we started making the record, and it felt, you know, we were just in there, you know, seeing how it would go. By the end of those few days, we had like a whole lot of songs down, and we kind of felt like we had, it felt like a sound, like, oh shit, you know, it actually sounds like a band as well, you know. And it became apparent that it was a band. Everyone like confirmed that they wanted to be in this band. And we then took a moment and we went over to that studio closed down due to real estate pressure. We went over to LA to Shangri-La, which is a studio in Zuma Beach where you can stay and go swimming. And we brought Daniel over, the same engineer, and we recorded there and stayed in the house. And we did another session for about a week maybe, and made another bunch of songs. And then we had a record, essentially. There was mixing and some overdubs and stuff to be done. But then we were a band, and, you know, then we had to come up with a name, one of the harder things of being in a band. And then, you know, and everyone sort of confirmed that they were, like, from the early moment, like, you know, that they were sort of throwing their lot in with this, you know.
With a band being made up of musicians with such impressive individual careers, how do you guys balance each member's unique style and experience when you've created music together?
Like, I think everyone loves each other's playing, is aware of it. You know, it's also something new and fresh that's happening in the room at the time, while we're playing live. And, you know, this, like, no one, this, I mean, there's, everyone's making space for everyone. Everyone, you know, you don't know how a band, you know, if you say you want to make a band, you know, you certainly don't want to go and announce it straight away without, you know, you got to play and you got to see if it works. There is a reality out there that's more than just on paper, you know. And we got in the room and it works, you know. But how do we balance all the styles? Yeah, I don't know. I think everyone just, like, it's really fun, actually, you know. And it's kind of like exciting, and it's kind of like a performance in there, you know.
Going back to your earlier reply, I'm curious to know what it is like to jam with the guy from Endless Boogie.
Oh yeah, well, you know, Matt Sweeney was a kind of an honorary member of Endless Boogie too. And then Jesper, I'm talking about Jesper, well, it was, we just go in this room, we just play, you know, We wouldn't talk about anything. We'd just
play for 4 hours.
Play for 4 hours. I think we recorded on a cassette or something, whatever was going around at the time, maybe with a mini disc or something, and someone's got those tapes. But it was just very fun. But yeah, long form.
Long and long awesome. Form. Long and fucking long awesome. Yeah. Yes, that's so good.
No singing. We didn't have any singing. We just played.
Yeah. Oh, man. I can imagine. I'm just like, I'm there, man. Jesus Christ. So you guys have obviously done a bunch of studio time. What's it going to take for you guys to prepare for your first shows?
Yeah, well, we're going to meet up this week and start rehearsing, and then we've actually got a show in about a week today actually. So we better start practicing. So we'll do that in a few days. I'm predicting we've got 15 songs on this record. You know, we haven't even talked about it, but we'll just, you know, I think everyone will be across it. We'll go in there. We'll have a few days in a room, and I'm imagining it's going to be exciting to play live. You know, there's a lot of backing, there's a lot of you know, singing, like harmonies and backing vocals and stuff. So that'll be I'm really looking forward to seeing how that comes together in the rehearsal room for live. You know, I think it'll be great.
Excellent. And on top of the plans for these first few shows, is there anything in the pipeline where you might be stretching your wings and going further abroad than the US and London?
Yeah, I believe we're going to Australia in January, and which is what Matthew was talking about. Like, we were hoping to come there, but to New Zealand, but I don't think it worked out this time. We really wanted to, but and then we'll do more shows in next year sometime.
Jim White from the Hardcore Tiet's new album, self-titled album, out as of Friday. I saw it on the shelf in Southbound Records on Friday. So here's another tune from them. This is Rio's song.
For how long?